You're listening to SBS News.
The partisan divide splitting the United States was laid bare in a Michigan town hall meeting as supporters and detractors of Donald Trump gathered. Some held signs calling for his impeachment, while others wanted the Democratic congresswoman from their district removed from office instead. Democrats in districts where Trump has gained support are under increasing pressure, as Alyssa Slotkin discovered when addressing the crowd.
That what we are doing, whether we agree or disagree, is exactly what our founding fathers designed 240 years ago. They asked us
The Democrat-led House will probably approve charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress when it votes in Washington. Next is a trial in the Republican-led Senate on whether to remove President Trump from office. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's essential to hear testimony from four key witnesses, including White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Mr. Schumer says he disagrees with the White House so far barring them from giving evidence.
To engage a trial without the facts coming out is to engage in a cover-up. Trials have witnesses. That's what trials are all about.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham has described Mr. Schumer's pleas for fairness as laughable in a tweet. Thankfully, the people of this country continue to see the partisan sham that this is, she wrote. A 650-page report from the House Judiciary Committee has accused Mr. Trump of abusing the powers of the presidency in his dealings with Ukraine. The report says he has also betrayed the nation by abusing his high office to enlist a foreign power in corrupting democratic elections. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to meet Mr. Schumer in the next few weeks to discuss how a trial will work, including witness lists. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.